All right, it is time for our local scoop, which is brought to us by Thomaston Savings Bank. And on the phone, I'm pretty pleased. I mean, it's not often we get a guest of this caliber. A 2017 Connecticut Teacher of the Year, a 2017 winner of the Excellence in Secondary Science Teaching Award. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I introduce to you Lauren Danner from TeachConnecticut.org. Good morning, Lauren.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for having me on.
It's great to have you here. You know what? I mean, there is no better time to talk about teaching and learning than right now. I mean, in the midst of this COVID-19 pandemic, teaching and learning has just taken on so many different things right now. And it's a phenomenal time from what I hear. You were a research scientist and then you became a teacher. So tell us a little bit about your background and what brought you to teaching.
Yeah, sure. So I was a second career teacher. So I began as a research scientist. I always loved science. I loved talking about science. And I honestly thought that I would be a research scientist for my entire career. And similar to what a lot of people are going through with the pandemic and there's a loss of jobs, we had a reduction in force at my company and our company ended up shutting down. And so, and this was about 10 years ago. So at that time, I was, you know, struggling, trying to figure out what I wanted to do. What would my next step be? And you know, the wheels were kind of spinning in my head that teaching could be the pathway for me, because as I was working as a research scientist, people would often ask me, geez, have you ever taught before? They could tell I'm a talker. I like, you know, teaching people about what I'm doing. And then I also thought about, you know, trying to have a bigger impact in what I was doing on a day-to-day basis. And you know, you really can't say that in a lot of career fields, that you're able to see the impact that you're having. But as a teacher, you really get to see those impacts every single day. And so that's really what kind of led me into this career of teaching.
Now, you're a Teach Connecticut teacher, ambassador, and advisor, but you're also a ninth grade science teacher. So tell me about a day in the life of the ninth grade science teacher that is Lauren Danner.
Oh, it's the best. So first of all, I teach at the high school that I actually went to.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of like, yeah, I'm back at home. I always have that very homey feeling, like I'm with my family and my friends. And my students really become my family members. So science, of course, I'm going to say is the best. It's so much fun. You know, especially now with what we use as our, it's called the Next Generation Science Standard. So kids are actively becoming scientists in the classroom. So they're researching different things. They're analyzing data. They're looking at problems and how to solve them. And so I get to see my little scientists in action every single day. And it's also great because I teach ninth grade that I get to see the kids all 4 years. So I get to see them when they come in as my babies from the middle school, and then I kind of get to see them grow and flourish as they, you know, become adults and they leave us on to bigger and better things. So that's one of my favorite things about being a ninth grade teacher.
All right. Now, things have changed, obviously. I would imagine that you went to online teaching at the end of last semester. Are you still able to maintain regular connections with your students with online learning?
Yeah. So, you know, obviously due to the pandemic, that was one of the biggest challenges that we had to take on is teaching virtually. So we had to quickly shift to our online platforms. Many of us were using Zoom, Google Meets, like everyone else, just trying to conduct live classes with our students. You know, and so I would do the whole class setting, but a lot of times I would choose to do small group settings. So students would often thrive in smaller discussions because it was a lot for all of us to get used to with all of these faces staring at you on a screen. And, you know, a lot of times students would actually prefer to meet via office hours. So just meeting more on an individual basis to join in and chat with their teachers. And a lot of our conversations, you know, shifted from really content and really focused more on just the social emotional needs of our students. So I would often just check in to see how they were doing with these unique challenges that the pandemic has brought to all of us, you know. So, it was tough, but you try to foster those connections through virtual learning with, you know, all of those discussions, those chats, those emails. We would comment constantly on student work, so I would go back and forth with students over that. And so, you know, those were some of the ways we were able to kind of maintain those connections.
Our local scoop guest is Lauren Danner. She is a Teach Connecticut teacher ambassador and advisor, a ninth grade science teacher, and former Connecticut Teacher of the Year winner. Now, Lauren, there are 40 million people that are unemployed. And I know TeachConnecticut.org offers some really valuable resources to anybody that's considering, like you, a second career in teaching. Tell me a little bit about what they can do.
Yeah, so teachconnecticut.org is the website. It's a fantastic free resource for anyone in their, at any point in their career, really just coming out of college, maybe high school students entering college, and then, as you mentioned, second career teachers. So teachconnecticut.org offers anything that prospective teachers would need to evaluate teaching and really take the next step towards becoming a certified teacher in the state of Connecticut, and again, all for free. And so you can really, you know, take a look at our resources. You can get one-on-one advice from current Connecticut teachers, such as myself. As you mentioned, I'm an advisor, so you can actually set up appointments to talk to teachers from around the state of Connecticut, get all of your questions answered. You can also read through a bunch of different resources that we have on there. We have how-to guides for choosing and applying to various educator prep programs that we have in the state of Connecticut. And we also have things like scholarships, financial aid packages. And if you do decide to go through the teachconnecticut.org resources that we have, we also offer application fee reimbursement. So there's lots of goodies for everyone to check out if they're, you know, considering teaching as a career.
That's excellent. Well, there was one thing on your resume that I wasn't sure about. It says North Brantford High School dance team, or is it data team that you're on?
Actually, funny story. It is the data team, but we did do a surprise. It was a surprise flash mob, and so I was on technically the dance flash mob team.
Awesome.
Yes.
You've got some moves.
kind of.
Well, I think your students are lucky to have you, and we really appreciate your time, Lauren Danner. And teachconnecticut.org, if you're interested in joining them, they've got some great resources for you. And thank you for all that you do to help our students to become better adults.
Oh, thank you so much for having us on.
You have a great day, Lauren.
You too. Bye-bye.